Its two passengers are conducting an investigation into what they call electronic fog, a vapor that they think causes disappearances within the triangle. Pilot Bruce Gernon needs to land the aircraft as soon as possible.
I have to go back. I have to use these backup instruments if this goes back.
The plane touches down safely. Did the supposed electromagnetic properties of the triangle create the aircraft's electrical problems?
It was probably just a coincidence that we were happening to go toward these storms when this happened. I'll check it out. I'm sure it's a mechanical problem. But it did seem odd that it happened to me again, just when I was ready to do something interesting.
Things going on down in the front.
David Pears checks the readings he recorded during the experiment.
As far as the flight went, we had a line of thunderstorms. We were headed towards the warm core areas of the thunderstorms. It looked very good for the setup.
He believes the isolated storm clouds needed for the formation of electronic fog were in place. But today's sun and the speed of the solar wind conspire against him.
So we had one half of the equation. We didn't have the other half. Put the two together, and you're going to have electronic fog encounters of aircraft.
Mainstream science continues to deny that electronic fog exists. As logic and common sense continue to debunk the causes of the triangle disappearances, others challenge whether anything has vanished at all. Greg and Laura Little believe the truth is out there.
I think all of the planes and boats are somewhere. They're not in another dimension. They didn't go back in time. They're somewhere. They may be in deep water and totally torn apart. They may never be found. A lot of them are in shallow areas under sand. It's just that nobody's looked.
The couple is on a mission to discover hard evidence of wrecks that have been labeled as victims of the Devil's Triangle.
We'd like to be able to find a specific plane and say this mystery is solved.